Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
1 o'clock hour on a Friday. You know that means it's time for Fan Club Friday here on Cody and Gold. Alex Gold, Cody Tapp, Drew Nixon with you on 96.5 The Fan, your home for KC Sports.
New year, new name? Do you guys want to?
Yes.
Should we ditch Fan Club? 2025, let's start new.
The only
Club 965.
The only way I'll ditch it is going back to the name that I think suggested early, which was just Club 965.
I also remember the buzz being suggested in here, and I'm still open to that.
You did suggest that.
Many times. I continue to suggest it. I'm determined.
Either Club 965 or the 965 Club.
I think the 965 Club sounds better than Club 965. If we change
back here on the 965 Club,
I think that's
or Club 965.
Club 965.
Club 965 shorter. Yeah, we got to get. It's got to be Club 965. Are we changing it right now? Are we doing this live?
I still like the Fan Club, but it just sounds...
913-586-7965. We need some opinions.
I don't know.
Yeah. I'll just tell you right now, it did not age as poorly as...
It did not age
as poorly as Club Fantastic.
That was quick. Yeah. That was 2 weeks.
Yeah. But it still aged poorly.
Club 965. What are you whipping up over there? So we might have Dana Wright coming later in the studio. We're not sure.
She's supposed to be here, but yeah. You know, you never know.
All right, so what do you have?
This is like dirty Dr. Pepper drink, right?
Never had this.
Frozen cherries.
Dirty Dr. Pepper.
Grenadine. Cherry vodka. We're drinking, you know, light going into the weekend. Gotta get you. Do you like cherries?
Of course.
I don't know.
Favorite ice cream, like Ben & Jerry's Cherry Garcia. I like black cherry stuff. Oh, yeah. You put a lot of cherries in there.
Sorry, it acts as like an additional ice cube.
It was like, Cody just put 8 frozen cherries in this drink.
It acts like ice cubes, man. They're frozen.
I mean, they are. There's already ice cubes in there.
That's true, I guess. I could have maybe put a few less.
Honestly, text line says Club 965. Someone says 965 The Fan Club. That's too long. That's too loud. Someone says Club Golden Tap. I think we liked...
I kind of liked the way the numbers
so
went.
Here we go. All right.
So we're back open. New year, maybe a new name.
I can't smell it. I don't know why I'm trying to smell it. I can't smell it.
You still can't smell?
No, man.
Anyway. We're never coming back.
Yes, and whoever texts in, I appreciate the Smoothie King recommendation. I've tried it a few times. I appreciate the help.
Did it work?
So far, no.
What were they saying? Smoothie King?
That tastes good, though.
That was solving your issues?
No, there was someone kept texting. Anytime I've said I haven't been on the smell for a year, we've talked about it 100 times on the show now, but they said that there's a certain type of smoothie they get, and it's helped them smell again. And so I was like, I appreciate it. So I took a screenshot of the text, and I ordered it once or twice. I probably need to do it more than that, but Smoothie King is also kind of expensive.
What's the smoothie run these days?
The size I need, like $9 or $10 every time. Yeah.
For one smoothie?
For the bigger size, yeah.
Can't you just make it at home? Can't you just find a dupe recipe online?
Probably.
Dude, do you have a blender?
No.
You don't own a blender?
Cody, why would I have a blender?
Normal appliance.
Why would I have one, though?
To make a smoothie.
When's the last time you used your blender? Yesterday.
Last week.
Okay.
Not yesterday, but like last week.
Someone said we just changed the name every quarter.
I'll just be honest. I want one that sticks the way we had never changed Club 610.
Someone says, fan club, thank goodness it's not called that anymore. Just call it Club 965.
Club 965? Is that what we're going with?
All right, so it's Dirty Dr. Pepper is what this is called.
Drew, your drink's over here if you'd like yours. I don't know what you're doing back there.
He always turns off his light.
Which is fine. We have to leave ours on for the camera.
Eventually, we're going to get a new sign.
You know?
Club 965 will get the new sign.
Yeah. I've been waiting to buy the sign because I wanted to make sure we were determined on a name before I made the move.
Someone else says 32 years old as well, single. They do not have a blender either.
Okay, what do you own if you need to, like, turn something into a liquid?
When do I need that?
Like an immersion
blender?
When
do I need that? For what?
Or,
I don't cook, Cody. We've talked about this. What do I need that for? Now, there is something, it's very cliche, New Year's. I actually am going to, I'm probably going to do it this weekend. I'm not going this weekend because it's cheap and I'll be incentivized because I'm going to pay for it. I think I'm going to start going to the gym.
Oh.
Yep. But not for weight, just for cardio. I turn 34 later on this month.
For the heart?
The metabolism's slowing down.
Yeah, okay.
Just some cardio. We'll start there. I haven't had a gym membership in 5 years.
But you start new year, new you, huh? Yeah,
so I think I'm going to, that's next week. That's the goal, to start up next week right around my birthday.
Let's go.
Or so. And I'll let you know how that goes. But
Are you getting an actual membership? Or are you
just
going to,
I'm not
going to
do the apartment one because I think I'll be more motivated if I'm paying for it.
Oh, okay. Because the apartment one is there
and
a part of what you pay for.
And that's fine. And I am technically paying for that part of the community fee or whatever. But so that's, I decided that a couple days ago. Drew, do you go to your apartment gym or anything?
The apartment gym, no. They're building a Planet Fitness up in the Legends area, which will be really nice.
There you go.
We had one before. Closer, this one, the closest Planet Fitness was not very close, actually. So now they've got one there. Probably going to re-up.
I'm kind of with a text line here from the 913. Not having a blender is like not having a toaster. That's a common appliance. Do you not have a toaster? You don't have a toaster? That's a regular one.
I have a toaster.
God, the way you were looking at me, I'm like, my God, man.
I'm laughing because I haven't used it in forever, but I have one. I have an air fryer, a toaster, an oven.
You need toast every once in a while?
So I have an air fryer. I have a toaster. I have, obviously, an oven and stove. In a fridge and a microwave.
I'm going to be honest.
I'm set.
Saying I have an oven.
And a Traeger. I'm set. I'm good.
An air fryer might. I think it's got to run for...
Air fryer might what?
I think air fryer might be more of a necessity than a blender itself. I'm going to be honest.
Oh, I definitely would have used the air fryer more than I ever used a blender in my life.
I don't own an air fryer still, but I do own a blender.
Someone says get the magic bullet. I have seen those before, yeah.
Yeah, like a full-size blender in your apartment, limited cabinet space, that's seem like kind of a
pain. That's honestly part of the problem, Cody. You've seen
like
my kitchen.
Like a magic bullet. That feels like the size of blender you need. Smoothie size.
That's the only thing I don't like about my apartment. Other than that, it's been great. The kitchen is very small. But I don't cook, so it's not as big of a problem. But there's no room for extra storage.
I can barely
store my pots and pans.
I think that you should. I think instead of going to the gym, you should learn to cook. You should make it your goal to learn to
cooking classes.
Yes. I think women like a guy who can cook.
I don't disagree. I don't disagree at all. They also like someone that's in shape, too. So let's start with the gym. Let's start with the gym.
Yeah, I mean, probably. I don't know. Like, how many? I know we have female listeners. Can you guys just tell us if you would, if given the two choices? Because Alex is not like, he's not like obese. Like, if Alex is just his size right now, would you care more that he got in shape or learn to cook more food? So if you're a female listener, we're counting on you now.
I'm interested.
I don't want a man's opinion here. Only the female listeners. That's the opinion I want.
Well, there's no way we're going to be able to...
Hang on.
The text line, when you text it, doesn't tell
us your real female name.
Can we start something new, though, on the text line? I was thinking about this anyway. Because I think as we're 5 years into the show now, as we said yesterday. And a lot of you, I recognize some of the numbers. And some of you do this anyway. If I know we can still be anonymous, but you know, at the end of the text, put whatever you want, your nick, whatever you want, appropriate nickname or your actual name, according to the radio to be.
Yeah, like Casey Kurt sends his in.
So if you text in and you're a regular, and a lot of you are, just text in your name. It doesn't have to be your real name. I don't care. Obviously, if it's inappropriate, we're not going to read it on the air, so don't waste your time. But otherwise, I just feel like we've done the show for 5 years. We like to interact with the audience. A lot of you are texting in anyway.
I love a man who bets on sports and does sports talk. Right. That's actually what she's looking for in a man.
Amy says learn to cook.
Great news.
Amy says learn to cook.
Okay.
I said texting your real female name. You know that how I know you're for real.
Someone says, Gold, what's her name at the gym? What's her name? Oh, I haven't gone to the gym yet.
Still
gone yet. I said I'm about to sign up.
They're just saying, like, is they're thinking that there's like an impetus. Like,
no.
There's a girl you're honestly, interested in. She's like, have you ever hit the gym?
No, honestly, it's. I was thinking the other day, and I saw there, obviously this time of year is when everybody's doing their gym specials for signups.
Sure.
And I turned 34 in a week or two. And I was like, I probably should at least the cardio stuff, start trying to get a little healthier. And then eventually the next step will be a better diet. Let's start somewhere here. So, yeah.
As my wife would say,
top text. I'm not reading, but that's funny. And I do not, but that is very funny. Go ahead.
Don't have a connection?
No, that's hilarious.
Turns out
that's funny.
As my wife would say, it's not even about the working out as much as it is the food that you eat. If you want to get in shape, like feeling.
Oh, sure. No, diet. Well. Diet's another aspect. And yeah, like Cody said, I'm not.
One thing at a time.
I'm just.
I get. No, yes, I just want to get in
shape. I want to get in shape a little bit.
Cody,
and the metabolism.
So when we do our. When we do the lake day,
yeah,
we're expecting gold to just be shredded.
Oh,
yeah. You know,
just that's what shredded.
No, initially I'm just doing cardio stuff, not weightlifting. That'll come eventually.
Just do some abs. You don't even have to weightlift to do abs. There you go.
True, Drew. Very true.
Put on bulk.
Here we go. Someone says.
There you go. Start drinking protein shakes.
Top text. Hannah says learn to cook. Someone else named. Judd or Jude? I couldn't tell.
Cut off. Maybe Judy.
Judy. There you go. Girls like muscular dad bods, basically thick.
Abs are made in the kitchen. Yeah. It says. Get a blender and
abs
learn
are made
to
in
cook.
The kitchen. Bang.
Someone says my lifestyle is a lot like Gold's. I asked my wife if she would rather learn to cook or go to the gym. Her answer was a resounding learn to cook.
But they're already married, right?
Yeah.
He's already got it locked in. I'd say
so
that's why I was asking for other people's opinion.
Yeah.
I'm married. Like, if I'd given my wife the choice, be like, hey, I'm going to cook way more. I can start hitting the gym twice a week. She'd tell me just cook more.
Clarissa said to cook as well. You're getting overwhelming
Someone says,
amount of cooks.
Why do you have pots and pans if you can't cook? I do cook occasionally.
Yeah, not never, just not very often. This person says, I'm 13 and even I can cook.
There you go.
I do hope that my kids become the, like, kids who want to bake or cook and can handle some of that stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I think mine was probably born out of necessity. Like, sometimes if you wanted to eat, you needed to make something. But we also just ate bulk food, man. Like, we just ate things you made 18,000 of.
Yeah.
Big pots of spaghetti. And you can, you know, I'm sure you can cook a noodle. And it's not,
spaghetti
don't overcook
is not
it.
Not hard to make.
No, I'll do spaghetti and meat.
You don't overcook the noodles, right? They're not all, like, mushy.
No, spaghetti and meat sauce. I can do tacos. Easy stuff,
so you
right?
brown a little beef.
Yeah, easy
or
stuff.
Sausage.
Obviously, I have the grill, so I do grilled chicken and smoked chicken on there every once in a while when it's warmer out. I don't mess with it in the cold weather, but yeah.
Someone said,
like a man who can drive to Chipotle.
Yeah. I don't go there anymore, guys.
That's
you know this.
Off, man.
You guys know I don't go there anymore. But yes, that was definitely the routine.
Oh, man. This is great. This is actually a really good way to end a Friday before.
So, yeah, why not?
You're stuck inside, maybe.
But
for
no,
the
I'm
weekend,
serious.
Depending.
I'm going to sign up for the gym. We'll start there.
Judd is a guy.
Okay. All right.
That gave you that suggestion.
Okay.
We were looking for
muscular dad bods.
Yeah.
We weren't looking
that's
for
a suggestion they gave.
This is again. We weren't looking for the male opinion on this.
No.
We were looking for any of the people who, of our female listener base, who could give Alex an honest opinion. Something, let's see. None of those above gain a skill that benefits me, says Sarah. Nothing more attractive than a guy who can build me something or fix my electronics.
Well, bleep.
That's, dude, ain't going to work out between you and Sarah.
Yeah.
That one's too far down the list. Gold's too far gone to be like he's going to start learning how to, like, take apart a piece of electronics and rewiring.
Yeah, I built this dining room table myself.
I'm just like, I just do like a little bit of everything. I'm not great at anything. Mm-hmm. I just do all of those things in moderation.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's
the
all.
Drink's good, by the way. Drink's very good.
So yeah, I'm enjoying
why no more Chipotle?
So it doesn't taste the same.
Some of it goes back to the smell stuff. It's also gotten really expensive. Right. It's gotten really expensive. But yeah, a lot of it doesn't taste the same to me. It's not their fault.
Do we have any idea what the percentage of our listenership is female?
I think we kind of do.
I don't know the number.
I don't know the number.
Know
we
know
we do. We have. Yeah.
I don't know either.
I mean, I know we can get access to it, but I don't think Spec just wants me like getting on his computer.
All the women
while
listen to this show, Cody.
You know what? I bet of all the three shows, I bet more women listen to this show than the other two. You know?
I don't know. Mornings is a popular time, man. Mm. Mornings, you know, they're driving kids to school and stuff.
Percentage time.
Okay.
You know, I give us credit for being inclusive.
Top text 913. I'm fat, out of shape, don't go to the gym, don't own a blender. Thanks, Cody, for making me feel like crap.
Jeez.
What? I just think a blender's a normal thing to own. That doesn't seem that. Drew, do you own a blender?
I do own a blender, yes. In fact, I used it 2 days ago.
Make a smoothie
someone
or something?
Someone says, I'm milkshake. 43. Milkshake. I'm 43, can cook like Gordon Ramsay and ripped like John Cena, been divorced twice. Maybe I'm actually the problem.
You actually might want to work on personality stuff. I don't want to say for sure, but might be some other missing element there. Goodness.
I don't want to knock your drink, Cody, but it almost tastes like medicine.
That's always a problem, I would say, with any cherry. Based.
So this is one of those drinks liquor. Where
I'm not saying it's bad.
One of those drinks, one and done. You cannot make me another one of these. I wouldn't want it. It's too sweet for that. Like one's like I'm already like, okay, it's not because the alcohol.
Yeah.
It's just a sweet drink. Pretty sweet on the stomach. Yeah.
I understand that.
But it's well done.
You also could have used like a zero sugar soda and that might have
Well, that would have been nice, Cody.
That I didn't know you were going to the gym.
Uh-huh.
I actually chose this.
Oh my gosh. Hold on. You cannot say I need zero sugar everything immediately. You still have sugar and go to the gym.
I didn't say I'm cutting. I told you I'm not changing the diet yet. We're starting gym. We'll work on the diet after. Baby steps here. Baby steps.
Someone says, I'm only a female listener because my husband tells me to.
That's fine. We'll take it. We appreciate it.
We actually appreciate him. Again, same rule applies. And if for some reason the ratings come back in favor of this show, I'm willing to donate some of my personal funds. Listener party.
Hey, from the 913, I agree with this. Alex should get shredded and then get a tattoo. It's the perfect.
He's never getting a tattoo.
Cody knows.
Come on, Cody knows.
Cody's not wrong.
You got a better chance.
I mean, there's a lot of things.
Before that.
Tattoo's just not. And that's nothing against anybody that has a tattoo. That's just not my thing.
Get your ears pierced. Oh yeah.
Get your ears. He's more likely to do that and get a tattoo. But
what am I? 19 years old? Get my ears pierced? Why? No.
Drew's ears are pierced. He's not 19.
No, but like
they've been pierced for a while.
In fairness, I did get them pierced when I was 19. I believe.
That's a perfect.
I was out of high school and I was like, let me get my ears pierced.
No, as far as to do it that you'd have to get like full blown personal trainer. Like for me, by the summertime to actually have any sort of
you have to be on that Marvel diet.
Not even shredded, just to have like legit muscle definition in the next 4 months.
You have to be on that Marvel diet. Like just protein and
personal trainer, diet and all of that. Shout out. Yeah. I think I'm owed some personal training from one of our listeners, though.
We both were. I think
the gym up north, right?
One of the bribes from
2 years ago.
Original, I think, or second guillotine.
He said he would give
if
some,
it's still
he's
on
a
the
personal
table.
Trainer. He's a like legit personal trainer, has a nice gym, new location up north. Used to play for the Rams.
Yeah. If that's still on the table, hit me up.
Shout out to you.
Yeah, hit me up. I am interested.
Someone says you'll get Cody in a strip club before you ever get gold to get a tattoo.
Yeah, I mean,
that's the way it sounds like.
Yeah, probably.
I've at least been to a strip club one time.
Mm-hmm.
So, Alex has never gotten even a small tattoo.
That's still hilarious.
He's never even been in a tattoo parlor, hypothetically.
The fact that you went without telling gold, and then, by the way, I went and it serves my bet. No, it doesn't.
Yeah, that because was BS, man.
I thought it served my bet.
That was absolute BS. And look who is walking in the studio. Dana Wright. We'll get her headphones, everything set up here in a second. Drew, I'll have her probably on this far mic, I guess, I would imagine. Cool. And C-Dot, of course, C-Dot walks in now that Dana Wright's here.
What's up, C-Dot? I just want to know.
He goes, why are you here?
I just want to point out, I want you guys to be fair, because if I had showed up 20 minutes late, I'd be getting razzed.
She warned us, though. You wouldn't have warned us.
Okay, that's fair. Never mind.
Did you see the picture I sent you? Hi, guys.
Hey, what's going on?
Wait, you sent us a picture?
Yeah, look at the photo.
I'm going to turn her mic up here. Let's see on.
I've never had anyone say turn her mic up ever in my entire life.
I think it's the...
I didn't get your text. Did you get a new phone?
I did.
Okay, that's what we're having. I think that's the issue. I did not get your text.
I heard the beginning
of your show yesterday.
She has a.
She doesn't have my phone number because
she said a doctor's appointment ran long, and either you got a tattoo.
Okay, look at it. Zoom in.
What do you get? Acupuncture?
Yes.
Have you ever done that?
No.
How was that?
Is it junk science?
Okay, no.
Or did it feel good?
For anyone listening who's done it. I've
no idea why her mic's so
good. It's because it needs to be close. Our mics aren't as good. You guys have brand new microphones over there in the fancy KMBZ studios.
I've had people say to me, like, you don't understand what it is until you do it. Like a lot of things, like marriage, right? You don't even know until, or like having kids, you just don't even know. I did not know what to expect. Yeah. I went in. I probably had 12 needles, is my guess. Okay.
Just in your wrist?
No, they were all over. Ears, feet, wrist. Oh.
Painful?
When the second needle went in, I flew into some other dimension that I cannot even describe to you. I'm not kidding. Wow. I'm not kidding.
Interesting.
Now, is it like needle? Would it be just like getting a flu shot?
No. You can barely feel it.
Okay.
It was an out of body. Have you ever had a massage and when you wake, like when you get up, you feel drunk? Like you just have that kind of, like sort of.
We don't all have that KMBZ afternoon money.
No.
I've never got paid for a massage. I wish.
Oh my God, you guys, I'm telling you.
We only just got to the FM. The money comes later.
All I'm going to say is I now am a fan. Okay. I believe in it. And I was floating above my body at one point. And it only took, but I think you guys and certainly me, we live high anxiety up here.
Yeah.
Fight or flight kind of lives, right? So I think very small changes we will notice more so than the average human being that works in almost any other industry.
Got it.
It brought me crashing down in a very good way. Like
that sounds nice. So the acupuncture ran a little bit late.
It did. I was like, I said to her, can I do this every day for the rest of my life? Isn't that crazy?
How often do you go to an acupuncturist?
I'm going to start once a week.
So once a week, that's normal time to go.
Yeah. Is it like paying like for a manicure?
Yeah, it's like
what is an acupuncturist cost?
Like, I think it's like covered by insurance, $50 or $60.
There's no way that covered by insurance, right?
I don't think so.
No, I just thought I'd ask.
That seems like one of those. No, there's no
but
way.
It, you guys, not by Odyssey. I was tingling. My hands were. God, it was just. It was a very interesting experience. I'm glad I did it.
Do we have a drink for Dana? Does she want a drink?
I don't know if you want a drink. I didn't know.
These are dirty Dr. Peppers. I've never had one.
Okay, I heard someone say, is that Drew? It looks like it sounded and tasted a little like cough syrup.
Drew thinks it tastes like medicine.
I have heard that about that exact
thing. Oh, so you don't want one?
I don't want one yet. I've got this.
We're not going
to get you all good. Tea here going
That's
on.
Fine.
Living the ethereal moment.
We were just talking about cooking and everything, and like we were asking people on the text line, especially if some of our female listeners, if cooking or being in shape, which one's more important? Like a man that can cook or someone that's in shape?
I was listening. Yeah. So I think you have to compliment each other, right?
Okay.
And I don't work out or cook. So for me, knowing your way around a blender is nice.
Yeah.
I would tell you, Alex, to get a bullet, but they're like $350. I looked at those for Christmas.
No.
I was at Macy's. I looked at one for Christmas for my son, and I'm like, no. You can schlep it in a blender like the rest of us.
I've had the same blender for like 15 years.
I like the working out. My person is a worker outer person.
Okay. That helps. You need someone to motivate. That's the other part of it.
But you golf, like you get physical activity.
Yes.
I would say that lands in the same.
It's harder for me in the winter because I don't, you know, I'm not out.
Sure.
I'm not getting the vitamin D. You said you're going to start going to the gym. I've got to start going like once
next
or twice
week,
a week
Dana,
just to walk.
Next week, I'm going to try to start going again. It's
sounds
been a
like
long
you're
time.
Suffering from seasonal depression.
Yeah,
disorder,
do you just get that crash when it starts getting gray?
Oh, sure. Everybody. I mean, yeah. Like it sucks this time of year.
It does. I had a nurse tell me once that she used to work in Texas and then she moved here. Like a year before I met her, she said, I used to work in Texas. She said, we would check everybody's vitamin D levels and then we just stopped checking vitamin D levels because in Texas, everybody's just normal, right? She said, I moved to Kansas City. Everyone here is woefully, woefully vitamin D deficient. So if you're tired all the time, like if you're feeling those things like now, like most of us like, that is somewhat based in chemistry. Go find some vitamin D.
Okay.
She said it's Kansas City-wide. And in Texas, they never saw it.
City-wide issue,
yeah,
huh?
It is a city-wide funk.
Kansas City has a vitamin D deficiency.
You get flipped off in traffic, you know, a lot in December and January. It's vitamin D.
It's going to happen probably when people are trying to drive into their jobs on Monday.
Oh, yeah, after being off.
Are you guys going to do the show?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's all the snow or ice that could come.
Yeah.
Also, can you get us some inroads? We don't have a meteorologist connect on this show.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Do you want Busby on?
Let's get Busby on.
We just want
on,
one
you know?
Meteorologist to tell us how bad it's going to be this weekend.
Yeah.
Is he going to tell you guys?
He's coming on our show today, but we'll totally have him on your show. He's like the weather guy. You know that.
Oh, for sure.
He's also
growing up in
like,
this town. Brian Busby, that's always the station we watched growing up.
Not panic guy either, and he was like trying to explain yesterday that like forecasting for ice versus snow versus rain.
Is really difficult?
Yeah, it's really difficult wherever the line ends up. You know, it could
There'll be
like,
precipitation, but we don't know what kind.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be, you know, it's not me that I worry about out on the roads or you guys. It's all the other idiots that don't know how to drive. There's like one or two
people. I like the less amount of people.
I'm going to put on makeup and be on my cell phone, and I forgot how to drive in the snow.
All right, so I have a dinner reservation at 7 o'clock Saturday night for my wife's birthday. Can I keep it?
I said the restaurant might close.
Yeah, what?
I don't keep the whole
side of town.
Crossroads.
Boy.
North of 70, right?
Yeah.
Or
that
no.
would be a Busby question. Yeah,
That's a Busby question. Whether I keep my dinner reservation?
I don't want to derail a birthday dinner.
I served you during your birthday one time
you
at Webster House.
That.
She's trying to go to Manifesto after, but didn't have a reservation.
Could not get in.
I guess that's technically south of 70, right?
What?
Crossroads? Yeah. Maybe south of 70, which is supposed to be more ice.
Right.
It's supposed to be more ice.
But it's like right south of 70. I mean, when they say south of 70, they mean by like 10 feet?
I don't know.
Because that's what we're talking about when we're.
Yeah.
I don't know what the line of demarcation is.
I don't know. So I do want to say, because we talked about this before I came in, that it is time. I want to at least acknowledge and publicly thank the two of you in a general way.
Okay.
How do we say this? I am very, very happy. Life is very, very good right now.
That's great.
And for all of you listening, Cody and Gold are as amazing as you think they are. And through both of you, I have met my person.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. I love hearing
that's
that.
That's really, really cool.
I have not acknowledged that publicly until now, but I'm going to do it. I would like to do it because you guys really...
Well, I'm happy things are going
great. I can't believe it took this long, but that's fine.
Yeah, I know. If someone had said to me...
To say thanks, but you know.
Someone had said to me however long ago, Cody and Gold are going to be instrumental in changing your life.
Least likely scenario.
I would have been like, what?
That's great, though. Seriously.
So thank you.
You're welcome. I'm glad things worked out. We are just getting started, though. A little fan club Friday. If you're cool to stick around for another like 15 minutes, we'll get a quick break. It's the week after the holiday, so the breaks are very short today. We'll continue having a couple drinks. We'll talk some Chiefs football, more about the weather with Dana Wright next. Back here on
Hey, football fans. It's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Club 965, we already changed it from Fan Club Friday.
Yeah, new year, new name.
Club
695.
965, sorry. I said it backwards. Yeah.
Someone just said we could call it the 965. Like just the 965.
What does Dana think? Dana Wright from KMBZ. Dana and Parks joining us in
just
studio.
Like 20 if you add all those up.
It was Club 610. We liked that name.
I still like that name.
We turned into the Fan, so I suggested we call it the Buzz, and nobody seemed to like that but me. I guess some bad will or something. I don't know.
Then it was the Fan Club.
I love the I love Fan Club.
Oh, so you like the Fan Club?
Fan Club Fridays?
Damn, I do like Fan Club Friday. I like the alliteration there.
Fan Club Friday, baby.
I mean, here we changed it again?
No, I'm not committed to anything.
Is there a motion on the floor? I second.
Yeah, Club 965.
All Club 965, it's got to look good in a neon light, too. I got to order a new one.
Yeah, Fan Club Friday. Looks really good
right
in neon light.
Right before we went to break, you were thanking Cody and I, which we appreciate that.
Then some guests came in on the text line.
Says, please tell me Carrington is not her person.
Carrington, yes!
Let's start that rumor. Dana said that she found her person, and that person is Carrington Harrison.
I love him. He does walk me to my car every night, which
that's very nice.
Very, very sweet.
That is very, very
nice. Yeah, I told you guys, I lost my, I got a new phone. I've had the same phone number 26 years.
Okay.
That's a commitment. And when I went to sync the new phone through the new carrier, it was tied to the old Odyssey email that we used to have.
You don't have any access to
it? Yes.
Your contacts? Your personal phone?
The cloud was tied to my Entercom email. So for 3 days, I didn't have any contacts. And this goes back to Carrington and you and my person and all that stuff. Do you know how mind-blowingly awful we are tied to these devices?
I don't have any idea anybody's number.
Could not function for 3 days. Even people would text me, and I'm like,
new phone, who dis?
I'm going to be honest. Everyone ask yourself, how many numbers do you know? How many numbers can you name right now?
Two or three.
My number, does mine count? Mine.
No, that does not count.
My wife's.
You're doing better than I am.
End of list?
I don't think I know. Two or three numbers. Like my parents and that's it.
I know.
I can tell you my childhood landline, 233-9243. I still know.
Oh,
my
5421. We're doing
6261.
But I only know one of my four children's cell phone numbers. One. Because he's kept the same number. The other three have bounced around and, you know, carriers and new phones.
I can still tell you the phone number for Pizza Hut delivery. 6488888.
Well, Pizza Shuttle had a commercial.
212. Which, by the way, did you hear Papa Kino's is shutting down in Overland Park? And the only one left now is the one in Lawrence?
Really?
Oh!
Well, there was a Pizza Shuttle right by me in Overland Park that closed, too.
I'd gain 100 pounds. Anyway, I'm telling you, write down your people's phone numbers. Because if...
I don't want to do that.
Oh.
Write them down like in a book?
I went into T-Mobile crying, and this poor millennial, I was like, I don't...
You came off like a real boomer in that
I can't
None
phone.
None of my phones work.
I just am confused. If it was, why wasn't it not tied to your, like, Apple ID?
I just never updated it. Wait, the Apple ID was tied to...
But this is why, if it's a personal thing like a phone, never use the work thing.
Yeah, right, you get blown out.
Radio, you could get fired tomorrow. Don't use your work email.
Amen.
That's a dangerous game. That's a personal email
I'll
problem.
Tell you this, it is all switched over now. It took 3 days.
Is your car on your phone?
Yes.
Could you use your car?
No.
Oh, no.
That's a Tesla problem. That is a uniquely Tesla problem.
So you couldn't even use your ride?
I could
drive
it.
So wait, you got
it.
The phone and then you got to the parking lot and you couldn't drive your car?
Correct. It was like, new All phone, right. who dis? It literally recorded me trying to break into my own car.
Wow.
But yeah, 3 days later, I'm back on track.
You're rocking a Chiefs jersey. Is this the Matthew Wright jersey? I know you wanted a former Chiefs kicker, Matthew Wright jersey.
At the time, he was a current Chiefs kicker.
He was. He's now on. He just kicked for, was it Tennessee or something?
Oh, good.
This past weekend. I think he was kicking for somebody.
You know, it's sad to me that you can come in and do so well and, you know, kick well and do all the things. And then they're like, oh, sorry, bye-bye. Bye-bye.
That's how most industries work, though. Let's just say Michael Mackey does, like, a great job when he feels it for you guys. He can kick ass for a week. Park still tells him to beat it.
Yeah, that's my chair. You may vacate.
Doesn't matter how good of a job I think you do. Like, get the hell out of here.
Yeah, I got this for Christmas. I have never had my own Chiefs jersey.
Really?
It was, like, one of my favorite things ever.
Yeah.
Like, somebody pointed out, I could still name my, like, elementary or my middle school student ID number. There's no way I can give you a single phone number.
I don't remember.
Here's something else embarrassing that's a boomer thing. I went through last night. I started with the A's. I've got all the way to C. So I've gotten through three letters of the alphabet. Okay. And there must be 40,000 letters trying to weed out the 2,756 contacts that I have.
That's how many you have? 2,000? I never delete any contacts.
Clearly Dana doesn't.
So if I've had the phone 26 years. If you go to contacts, scroll all the way to the bottom.
Let me see what the number is.
706.
Let me see what mine is.
2,378.
763.
Okay, that's probably more normal.
And I've had this number, I don't know, since like ninth grade or something, you know.
Here's my boomer thing as I go through last night trying to delete phone numbers. I have Adam, lawn guy.
Oh, yeah. I label everybody by the thing they're attached
yes,
to.
Yes, yes.
Oh, you're all labeled as like, Alex might finally be golden there. Alex intercom or Alex work.
Cody,
like,
you were in there as served at my wedding once.
Yeah, you don't put like in the.
Just know they are labeled
like who
by.
They are. Like my for a player, like, it'll say like whatever and who like what their title is once I click on there.
No, really? I always put it on the top line, but I'm starting anew.
Like so, I don't delete any emails. I haven't been in college in 10 years. The second name on my entire contact list is Aaron Masscom. Do you think I'm ever going to text Aaron?
Like Dana just
from
says,
my
Dana
mass
Wright,
comm class then, 10 years
and
ago?
And then when I click on you, it says KMBZ.
No, I don't do that.
We should see what Aaron's
until,
up to.
Cody, your kids get older. I had contacts that would say Jack's friend, you know, Cody's stepmom.
Oh, yeah.
That's a disaster. Crap you don't need.
I will say, I do have, like, even parents now I've gotten to know a little bit. They're still in there as, like,
weird kid's
mom.
Dad.
Yeah, blank's mom, blank's dad. You're like, I know your names. I understand who you are. That's not the question. But you've already been saved as, for a while, it wouldn't even work. It was like Alex 610 or Wright. Like, I just put them by, like, their work.
You gave me a hard time one time because we had interns a couple years ago, and one of the interns I just had as Quentin intern, and you said I shouldn't have done that. And you're out here doing the same thing
at the time.
I said Quentin intern.
Quentin, part-timer.
He's now part-timer, yeah.
I don't remember giving you a hard time about that, but to be clear, he is still Quentin intern in my phone.
Oh, is he? Oh, hold on, let's see.
You should have had Alex rent, don't buy.
I don't
know. This is what it is.
What do you make? We were talking about the weather and like what to expect and everything. But like for you, you've been through this enough. You were on the TV side for many years too. So like, did you ever
get the worst day of your?
Did you ever do the like snowplow ride along thing?
Let me tell you 100,000 things I don't miss about television: the Salt Dome live shot.
I was gonna say, did you do that?
I mean, oh. 400.
Were you riding along with MoDOT?
Oh, yeah. The Salt Dome live shot, the MoDOT ride along. And then, you know, you're always an idiot standing out there going, don't come out here in this stuff. It is very dangerous. Yet I am standing here
in the
dark. Oh, God, I don't miss that for one half of 1 second of 1 minute of one day.
What's the last year you did TV?
2013 is when I started here.
Okay.
I think 12. I don't know.
They send out those anniversary emails. Certainly
I think
somebody knows.
We just started year 13.
All right, can we 14. Have a real conversation about the emails while we're all friends here?
Oh, yeah.
The reply alls have to stop.
Okay, I wasn't going to say it, but someone has to do it.
Someone has to say it.
And I nominate you.
Someone in the reply alls has to say it.
Okay, but that takes...
Because it's one...
Can I say the B word on this show? That takes to reply all in a corporate email. And it's usually the happy reply holidays, alls. Merry Christmas, have a
it's
great
so
break.
Nice, yeah, very nice.
And then that thread mm-hmm. goes on. Ding! Merry okay. Christmas, ding, great year, ding.
I can
reply, why?
I can survive for the three times a year that we've just decided that people are going to do it. But there is one serial offender in this building who replies all to every single company email we get.
Let's do an over-under. Is that person over the age of 30 or under
over,
the age of 30?
Over 100%.
Because if you are under 40 and you're a reply all person, you need therapy.
You'd be lucky. I'm under 40 and you're lucky to get me to reply. reply all? I'm not even going to reply to the person who sent it.
Let alone to everyone.
To every person?
In the entire cluster.
So I don't know how... I think someone has to man up and go directly to the person and say, this is just a weird etiquette thing. Just so you know, you do you, but new year, just FYI.
Drew, why don't you do it? It sounds like, you know.
Drew, we got you.
No one will think it's got a mean bone in your body. No one will blame
you. Okay, the way that they around. Was just what is the one though? Time that you could literally look at me and suggest that a reply all is not only necessary, but warranted. Warranted.
Maybe in a case where it's like someone like passed away or got married or had a baby.
I was just going to say.
A huge life event.
Or last chemotherapy treatment.
Yeah.
Like events. Ringing the bell.
Yeah.
Then,
yeah.
You know what? We're going to just suck up that reply all in the good spirit that it deserves, right?
Yes. I will let you know that there are a lot of people in the text line willing to protect you in case this guy doesn't treat you right, it says.
Oh, that's very sweet.
They just said,
no.
You just let us know.
You guys hit it out of the park.
There we go.
It's over.
Can I ask you, Alex wants to know also if...
What do I want to know?
If the vest look is working on him.
Oh.
He had decided he was going to get one.
Is it heated?
No.
Dude, if you're gonna go,
I'd be burning up in here.
Alex, if you're gonna go vest, you gotta go full Vestuvus Chiefs
and golf
vest.
I've never had the puff vest, and this is the first time I've ever worn it.
It's good.
It's fun.
I like. We just went from the love of my life. Did you like his vest? That I'm completely discombobulated now.
Well, you know what? We don't get many female guests, or as many as we need.
I like the puff vest.
It's not a look I normally have.
Yeah.
Yeah, did you buy it yourself or was it a Christmas gift?
Yeah, I got it with a gift card.
Do you know who you guys need to have on here on a Friday and she would do it in a heartbeat? Amy Anderson, you would love having her sitting here.
Would she come in? She wears more.
Yes. No, she is a riot. And on Friday.
She's up early.
Oh, yeah. But on Friday, you get that little bump where you're like, oh, I don't have to do this for 3 days. You know what I'm saying?
All right. You're just like riding a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not trying to give up my chair, but she would be great in here.
Okay. No, that would be good. This was a text that we got from a topic earlier in the show during Trash of the Day yesterday. We had one of the viral trends of 2024 was something called, what was it, sleep divorce?
Sleep divorce.
So I wanted to get, have you heard of this? Do you know what this is?
I have. Like if one of you snores or you sleep better.
You sleep in separate rooms or different beds.
Yeah, I don't. It's not for me, but
this is
Scott
thing,
has, I know that Scott Parks has always done that.
Really?
Interesting.
We gotta get Parks
his whole
in here
life?
That would drive me crazy.
Yeah.
I would just constantly be like, this person hates me. This person hates my guts. won't even sleep in the same bed with
me? Did you guys hear, like, this is like, not to bring everybody down, but there was somebody a few weeks ago, there was a lawsuit filed because a woman got crushed by her Sleep Number bed.
Oh my gosh.
No, I'm being serious. This is a public service announcement for today. Don't drive like a jerk when it starts snowing over the weekend. And if you can't drive, stay home. That's number one. Uh-huh. And number two, if you have a Sleep Number bed, do not go behind it against a wall to like vacuum or something. Because she goes behind the Sleep Number and the bed goes.
What number was that?
You crushed her to death?
The number zero, because that's how many days she had left on this earth.
Man, we've joked a lot of times on the show about like how awful it would be to have to explain to everyone, like Alex, like the time I rode in a blimp. The idea that he would have to tell everyone in the air that I died in that blimp accident.
Right.
Death by Sleep Number bed.
Yeah,
pretty tough.
So bad.
That's a tough one to have to explain.
Yeah, so she was cleaning and the Sleep Number bed just collapsed on
it slowly. What? Like,
that's
yeah,
awful.
That happened.
I did not.
If you take away nothing from, I'm going to call this, what is it called again? The Fan Club Fridays?
Or Club 965.
Remember, don't.
Yeah, we're open.
Don't drive like a jerk over the weekends. If you can't drive, don't. And don't clean out under your Sleep Number bed. If that,
ever?
If that thing is set on auto.
Yeah.
Someone says it was an 80-year-old woman. Is that right?
Yes.
That's even worse.
I know. I think from Missouri.
Oh.
Yes.
Whenever you always have these weird death stories when you come in. I don't know if you're like 3 visits ago, we had the story, the person that was living like dead in the house for years and years and years.
6 years. It was Overland Park.
Yeah. You know that story.
Yeah.
Six.
Yeah, did we ever get a conclusion? Yeah. Like, did the family ultimately ever get charged?
People ended up going to prison. There are people wearing orange.
They are in prison for that?
Yeah, because what it was...
Social Security fraud or something?
Yeah, they were cashing his checks. Like, here's what's crazy.
Couldn't you dispose of the body?
Yeah, it's not illegal
to still cash the check?
Have a dead guy. Well, no.
You can't dispose of a body improperly, right?
The minute you roll somebody up in carpet and dump them in a dumpster, then it's corpse abandonment. That's against law. If you just let them lie there in a bedroom.
What?
Yeah. Dude, the district attorney was like, we don't have a law for this because no one ever thought ever we would need.
The smell.
Maybe let's make one. You know, I don't want to say for sure.
People
but
over. Like people,
nobody smelled this?
No, I don't know how.
And after a while, I imagine the smell dissipates. The initial
what is that,
smell.
After year three? Not. What does that mean?
Do you know?
When it's like just bones, yeah.
They knew exactly when that guy died to the second because he had a pacemaker. And they were able to look at it. Yeah, they were able to look at it. Like, they pulled the SIM card or whatever out of that thing, and it was like, yep, he's been laying here 6 years, 42 days, 3 hours, and 36 seconds.
And they were just collecting that Social Security check.
Yes!
I mean, there is no way. Like, given the choice between getting a job and living with a corpse. I'll just get a job. Look, we all want to work less. It's fine.
Yeah.
I don't want to work that, not that bad. Like,
well, isn't it crazy though that whole thing went down and they're like, yeah, we can't really do anything about that. But oh, you cash that check? Yeah, that we can do something.
So they got him on fraud.
Yeah, okay. We in Kansas City, I've always said this. We have some bizarre stuff go down in this town.
Whatever happened with the Chiefs cold weather
all
guys
his
that froze and that what happened with that?
Still no public resolution.
Are there charges?
No.
Whoa, it's
the three friends that froze to death, right?
Yeah, you're right, and it's been a full year.
Yeah,
okay.
I remember. It seems like it was.
So, without saying it,
yeah,
people in the legal community have said there are sometimes cases where there just can't be charges because you can't.
There's not enough evidence.
They have to work. They would have to work backward and figure out where did the substance come from. I believe they unknowingly ingested fentanyl.
Yeah.
Okay, where did that come from?
Well, they accidentally dosed.
Yes,
it was one person taking it.
And theoretically, Cody, if you and Alex and I decide to sit here and get hammered on moonshine, the three of us decide as adults we're going to do that, and then there's a bad outcome from that, who is legally at fault? And sometimes that's very gray area. And that is not to say it is not tragic. That's not to say the families don't deserve answers. Legally, if there were going to be charges, I feel like we would have seen them by now.
Yeah, that was a crazy stir.
I can't
remember. That's been a full year. That was like January of last year.
Right before the Dolphins wild card game, wasn't it?
Just think about it from a practical standpoint. If you didn't come home, you know, that first night, I think for a lot of you listening, think like, how long would it be? How many hours would have to pass before your significant other or your son or your mother started with like, and we're all on Life 360, right? Like, where is he?
Yeah.
That's what never made sense with that story to me. I would hope, like, you would think, you would hope, right, that someone would be like, okay, this is weird. Alex isn't home tonight.
Right.
Yeah.
And the outcome would not have changed.
No.
But that goes back to, like, the Karen Reed trial and all that. That's more of a national one. But, like, you know, they're saying, like, one person in the house is searching how long for a body to freeze to death. And you're like, man, you can't search anything. I mean.
Right.
I don't know how anybody gets away with any crime.
They don't even know. Is that the one? They don't even know how he died. They don't even really know.
They're claiming he got by a car.
Right.
But then
there's no damage on the car.
There was
a dog bite involved and.
Yeah. There were, like, a German Shepherd maybe bit him.
But that's a big. And then she's. Like, he and either died by German Shepherd or car.
And they're charging her, and she's under trial. She got a mistrial. Now she's under trial again, I think, in April. And she's accusing the entire police force of beating him to death and then framing her.
That's quite the accusation.
Okay, wrench in the conversation. Have you started Landman?
No, I'm not familiar with that. Where's that on? What's that on?
It is Billy Bob Thornton.
Oh.
It is Yellowstone based in Texas regarding oil.
It's on Netflix or what?
It Amazon? Is on Paramount through Prime.
Through Prime. Okay.
Run, do not walk. You boys will get sucked into that. Like,
all right.
I never watched Yellowstone though.
Eh, I loved Yellowstone.
You don't have to watch Yellowstone. Okay. Yeah.
No, I can't believe you haven't started
Landman.
Everyone in the world, Landman.
Landman. Okay.
Not Landmine. That would be a very different outcome.
Hypothetically, yes.
It's a very short show called Landmine.
8.3
it's a
on
single episode. TV series. It lasts about 3 seconds.
Squid Games, but there's only one thing you're trying to avoid.
79% on Rotten Tomatoes, 8.3 on IMDb. Okay.
You guys trust those before you're going to start a new show? Like, if you're thinking I'm going to start a new show,
do you trust
Rotten Tomatoes?
Not for movies. For TV shows, I do more so.
I trust you guys. You guys talk about this stuff in the newsroom all the time.
Oh, new TV shows?
Yes. If you say, I've got to watch it, I'll do it.
Yeah, Textline agrees with you, Dana. Landmine, they used to say, Landmine. I keep calling it Landmine.
Landmine.
We're
going to
start a new show.
Yeah, we should. Landmine.
Landmine Friday.
Brought to you by Mr. Beast.
Landman. Tulsa King is the other one, someone said. Tulsa King.
Tulsa King's all right.
You've seen that too. Okay.
Landman's better.
Well, we know you got a show to get ready for. Thanks for stopping by.
But thank you for having me.
Friday.
He's talking weather.
After the acupuncture, I don't know that I can function today. I'm going to just kind of sit back and drool and be like, We will have Busby on at some point.
That's incredible, though, the acupuncture thing. Never thought of ever having that.
Ask Busby if I can make my dinner reservation. Let me know.
I will text him right now and ask him.
Say, can I keep, or if they've got like an earlier time, should I just
push tell him Crossroads, specifically the block.
Yeah. I'll give you the name of the restaurant. Publicly, I'm a little worried. That means
we're all going to show up.
One person taking a photo of me as I'm sitting in an empty restaurant making the entire
circus. Sad man.
I just think that restaurant might close early.
They might, but isn't restaurant week starting?
Next week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is true.
Mm-hmm.
I need to start getting some stuff
What did
reserved.
We learn today, everybody?
Don't
leave. Drive like a jerk.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't drive in the snow, don't. What was the third thing?
And that Cody and I are great people. Yeah.
Yeah, and we are amazing people. Yeah.
I knew that.
Yeah. Thanks, Dana.
Not enough people know that.
Dana Wright from Dana and Parks on KMBZ. Kind enough to come in studio for Club 965 / Fan Club Friday / whatever we want to call it here on Cody and
We'll decide by next week. We always give ourselves 1 week to change the name.
Yeah.
And that the name has to last for at least as long as Club Fantastic did, which was...
2 weeks, I think.
2 weeks?
I think it was 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. 2 weeks. God, that only made it two weeks?
Yeah, that was pretty quick.
In fairness, every time we tried to say it, it didn't work.
No.
Correct.
Welcome into Club Fantastic. And I'm like, I hate
it. The sleep number bed story still. That's crazy for
Dana.
That's
what she told you. Was I gone or something?
No, just now. The sleep number.
I thought you said that she told you that some other time.
No, the text line saying the sleep number bed story is the other thing that they were recapping that we talked about.
Don't clean your sleep number bed.
Let's get to some game predictions, though, before we get out of here for Sunday's Chiefs-Broncos game.
Brought to you by Volkswagen Lee Summit, where they've got their winter clearance sale still happening. Go check out their deals over there. If I had a real guess on this score with Carson Wentz, I don't know. I gave kind of a jokey one on the social media in which I said Chris Oladokun was going to have like 500 yards and 6 touchdowns. I don't think that's the actual result of the game. Funny enough, I think... the Chiefs will still win because the Denver, this is exactly what happens when you're an organization who thinks like you're finally making some progress on the Chiefs and you don't, is they pull the rug on you. Denver's got a decent enough quarterback, a decent enough coach. Things seem to be going in the right way. And I think they lose 20-17.
So I believe this is more competitive than the spread would tell.
I don't understand why this is 10 points.
If I had to bet it, I'm not, full disclosure. If I had to bet it, I would bet the Chiefs to cover the 10.5 points. Same. That's a lot of points. Carson Wentz has started games in this league. He's not, like, I know Oladokun could end up playing, but Carson Wentz might be starting a couple weeks next year for an NFL team. Like, I really think that's a possibility.
It's no worse than Flacco coming in for a game.
I think it's something like 28-20 Broncos, but the Chiefs still should feel good about some of their backups that performed. If you're talking about betting angles, I like the Carson parlay. I like the Wentz touchdown run, Carson Steele touchdown run.
That's a popular
parlay
one.
Parlay that one together. A little Carson times two.
Cody? Drew, you got to be predicting the Chiefs to win.
Thank you, Cody.
You need it, Cody. You need it.
Will Cincinnati fans still care about this game is the question, because are they going to actually win
that
Saturday
is the question.
Night?
That is the big question. Tomorrow's the big one. But I am the biggest Carson Wentz fan in this city. Chiefs are going to win
24-17.
And you think Cincy's beating Pittsburgh, baby. Right?
Yes, I'll tell you this right now. I will be wearing my Kansas City quarter zip that you got me, Gold. If the Bengals win tomorrow night, I will be wearing the quarter zip on Sunday.
I thought you were going to wear it today, honestly. I thought there was a chance you were going to rock it today, try to start showing some support for the Chiefs.
I'm amped up.
He's a Chiefs fan
this
weekend.
Let's go Chiefs,
just
baby.
As long as they beat Pittsburgh on Saturday.
Yeah. So in our in-house picks contest, Drew is a game behind me. He can only tie, but Mac had a push. So if Mac gets a pick right and I get it wrong, Mac would actually win.
Yeah.
So
man.
Meaning that. All right. So we didn't write it on the board. I was about to fill you in on who I picked, but Mac might be listening. He might still have to enter his pick.
I know my pick as well.
I'm more worried about
Chiefs plus 10.5. I know that.
Wait, it's not that bad. I can promise you about that.
Do we need to text Rob this?
You need a text spec. You're welcome.
Text spec. Cool.
Sweet. Otherwise, you would have missed out again. All right, guys. Have a great weekend. Seriously, safe weekend. Obviously, winter weather and everything. We're back at it Monday. We should have the whole show together as long as we can all get in. That's the plan. We'll be talking playoffs. We'll be talking about all the coaches that probably are going to be getting fired on Monday as well.
Most likely.
I hope you have a great weekend. Talk to you then.